This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for being with us today. One of the issues that's been raised in our Project Milwaukee series, Black Men in Prison, is that the offenses that often get men in Milwaukee County on the road to incarceration are seemingly innocuous crimes, such as driving on a suspended driver's license. It turns out that as Milwaukee County leads Wisconsin in the incarceration of black men, the county is also well ahead of the rest of the state in suspending driving privileges, a phenomenon known as an FPF suspension. That story was reported this week by the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, and reporter Rick Brown joins us in the studio to explain. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with a very basic question here. What is the significance of what's known as an FPF suspension? What does that stand for, and why do people get them?
FPF suspensions refer to failure to pay forfeiture suspensions. And what these mean are driver's license suspensions that stem from unpaid traffic tickets. So if you get a traffic ticket, let's say it's for speeding, it could be something for something as small as a seatbelt violation, then you typically will have 2 to 3 months to pay that. If you don't, then the court can order your license suspended through the Wisconsin DOT. And this suspension then lasts 2 years or until it's paid.
Well, and there are some in this story who say it can even start with something as simple as a parking ticket. How does that get wrapped into it? Because a parking ticket isn't necessarily a driving violation.
It typically starts with a parking ticket for many lower income individuals. For example, if you get a parking ticket, then what can happen is that your registration can be suspended. Once that's suspended, you can then be stopped and then ticketed. Once you're ticketed for that, then the failure to pay forfeiture suspension comes into play if you can't pay that ticket. So something as small as a parking ticket can set you down the road to a suspension later on.
Why is this a significant issue now? Well, what do the numbers say about it?
The numbers are rising, and they're rising both in the county and statewide. In fact, in 2011, 97,000 FPF suspensions were given to Milwaukee County residents. And on a statewide level, these have actually increased from 44% from 2008 to 2011.
Do we know why the numbers are rising? Is it greater enforcement?
That's a good question. I've spoken to a number of people, and what I get a greatest sense of is that there are two main factors leading this. The first has to do with the introduction of mandatory insurance laws. And of course, in June 2010, Wisconsin became one of the last states to introduce this. And that introduced yet another ticket to a kind of mixture of tickets that low-income drivers typically can't afford to pay. In addition to that, there is the general recession and the loss of disposable income in many people.
What are the demographics of this issue? Obviously, anybody can be arrested for, say, OWI or speeding, but does this disproportionately affect any particular demographic group?
It does. In fact, if you look at a UWM study of this from 2008 to 2011, you can see that the north side and the south side are the most hit areas of Milwaukee. And in fact, 82% of the people who received suspensions during that time frame were minorities, and 65% were African American.
So what's the upshot of this? Are people staying off the roads or driving even as their license is suspended?
Typically, and this is the case in most of the people who I've spoken to, typically people will drive anyway because they feel that it's a necessity for employment.
Well, and so do people end up going to jail over this?
They can. They can. This has a large sort of constellation of effects. And this can affect, for example, it can affect health. If you can't drive, for example, you can't get to appointments, you can't take your children to appointments. It can also affect down the line things such as if you lose your employment, it can increase these numbers.
Well, and employment is a key part of this picture, I assume, because that's one key reason why people drive.
It is. Employment is a huge issue. A driver's license it's not just a key to employment, but it's also something that affects your ability to be desirable to employers. Many times it's used as kind of an applicant filter or a measure of responsibility. And in addition to that, there's the issue that many jobs are moving out of Milwaukee's, you know, central city. And to reach those, you have to drive.
You did talk to some people who defended these suspensions as an appropriate punishment for a violation. What was their argument?
Well, I spoke to Sheldon Himley, who's the chief court administrator for Milwaukee Municipal Court, and their argument effectively was that if you can afford to pay gas, if you can afford to pay typical vehicle maintenance, then you can afford to pay. for fines. However, I've also spoken to other individuals such as Jim Gramling, who was a former municipal judge, and they say that even if you can budget these in, typically once you get a certain level of tickets, you're not going to be able to pay them if you're a low-income or no-income individual.
Do municipalities offer people the chance to pay these fines off in installments?
Yes, you can get on a payment plan, and there are a number of different options here. Once you get on it, actually, you can have that suspension in some cases lifted while you pay it. But for many of the people who I've spoken to, even those installments are typically not something that they can afford.
There are a number of organizations and agencies that actually work on behalf of people who have these FPF suspensions. How are those groups trying to break the cycle?
Yes. Probably the most prominent group in Milwaukee is the Center for Driver's License Recovery and Employability. They are offering case management services and legal assistance to clients who typically are at or under 200% of the federal poverty level. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to give people who in many cases don't have a way out of this cycle to either pay off their fines through payment plans or to do community service, which in some municipalities is available.
So how do they go about doing it?
What they typically do is if you're – let's say you're a client, and typically their clients are facing FPF suspensions. That's the largest driver's license issue they're confronting. What they'll do is they'll have you come in for a consultation. They'll have you sit down, and if you need legal assistance, then they'll direct you to one of their attorneys. They have two and also a volunteer attorney as well. And they will lead you through your driver's record. They'll show you what the issues are and how to resolve them. And it can be extremely difficult. I spoke to an attorney there, Molly Gina, and she made reference specifically to the fact that if you're driving, let's say, if you had to drive to another city, you can receive tickets in any jurisdiction along the way. So many people are not able to deal with the fact that they have to deal with maybe three, four, or more court systems. So they walk you through that.
But at the same time, these numbers show that there are 97,000 people in Milwaukee County who have received these FPF suspensions. What kind of impact does this center have?
It is true. The center definitely deals with a relatively small population as opposed to the overall impact. They typically per year will try to enroll 325 people into their services, and they'll try to advise a further 400. So if you're looking at the total numbers, it is a little bit of a drop in the bucket, but they're hoping to address a larger issue through policy changes.
And you spoke with one of the people that heads up the center, and we're going to hear a clip of tape from her now talking about the work that they're trying to accomplish.
All participants must be under 200% of the poverty line. So we are working with low income or no income individuals. We really try to look at it on a case by case basis to see what would work best for that client. Something that sounds as simple as recovering a license, which is actually much more complicated than it sounds, that person is then able to become a more productive member of their community and, Milwaukee benefits as a whole then.
That was Angela Catania from the Center for Driver's License Recovery and Employability. We're talking with Rick Brown from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You also talked with some people who are dealing with this issue. In fact, one who was seeking out the services of the center. And can you kind of give us a sense for what their feelings about how this is all playing out are?
Yes. I spoke to Hakeem Fudge. He's 22 and he lives on the north side. He had a probationary license which expired in 2010. And since that time, he's gotten 15 unpaid city tickets, which have resulted in suspensions. The way he described it, it had been extremely difficult because he would receive more tickets on top of other tickets because he still had to drive. He felt it was a necessity. He's an MATC student. But at the same time, in order to pay off these, I mean, he had to go to school. He had to work. It put him in kind of a catch-22 situation in which in order to work and to go to school, he had to have his license. But at the same time, in order to have his license, he had to pay off these fines.
Let's hear just a bit of Hakeem Fudge, who you spoke with.
I can't take myself nowhere. If I get pulled over a lot, I get more tickets on top of more tickets. So it's like it put me in a hole because obviously I ain't paid them tickets, so I got more tickets and more money to pay that I don't have. So, it's consequences.
Why isn't public transportation part of this conversation?
For many of the people whom I spoke to, public transportation was something of a limited option. There is obviously the fact that many of the new jobs, you know, which are available to Milwaukee's inner city communities are not going to be in the central city. So where the buses don't run, you can't take public transportation. But in addition to that, there's the fact that over the years, the mileage and hours of MCTS has actually decreased. And furthermore, if you have children, if you're not just a single individual going to work and back home, it can be very difficult to use public transportation effectively.
Is this an issue that is on the radar screen of legislators? I gather there is some proposed legislation that might make things a bit better.
Yes, there is. The Center for Driver's License Recovery and Employability is currently proposing a change in the length of these suspensions. It should go, they would argue, from 2 years to 6 months. And they're currently lobbying for this change, which they hope might be able to get traction in next spring. And their argument for this is that the majority of payments that are made after these suspensions take place occur in the first 6 months. So what they're arguing is that the longer suspension period is not only is it ineffective, but it basically simply removes people's ability to get employment in many cases, which does not allow them to pay.
Well, and at the end of the day, it seems as though the various municipalities would want these fines paid.
Yes, very much so. And in fact, what many of the people whom I've spoken to at the center have argued is that by reducing the suspension length, you're actually going to allow people to get employment and to more effectively pay these off. Revenues, therefore, will increase, and it can have a positive impact on these municipalities as a whole.
Rick Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rick Brown is a reporter for the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You'll find a link to his article and multimedia presentation on the issue of driver's license suspensions in Milwaukee County from WUWM.com/lakeeffect. Keep listening. Some new books for the gardener or would-be gardener in your life from our gardening contributor, Melinda Myers, when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.